what is the reason for the backlog in the Salt River mortuary? And there's also been reports of some other mortuaries having a backlog.
So the Western Cape has been experiencing an unprecedented increase in violent crimes. Just to give you some indication for the reasons for the backlogs, we've had, for example, on average a 25% increase in the caseload at our mortuaries across the province. So it's not only the mortuaries in the metropole that are affected by the increasing violent nature of society, but also, in fact, mortuaries across the province. If you compare, for example, and not only has there been an increase in the number of cases, but we've in fact seen, if you compare year-on-year increase, we've had roughly a 56% increase in violent homicides as a result of gunshot wounds. Now that has a significant impact on the workload of the staff at the mortuaries to such an extent that they in fact cannot cope with the number of cases that have been coming through the doors.
Now, what is needed right now?
So at the moment, part of the challenge that we've got is that there's just not enough people with the skills required to perform postmortems. The country has a scarcity of pathologists and forensic pathology officers who are the backbone of the service. And in fact, these are the people that actually conduct the postmortems at the mortuaries. We just don't have enough of these people. They've been scarce for many years. And so as a result of that, obviously we are not able to get the bodies through in time for janazas to take place. On average, people have been waiting between 7 and 11 days for the body to be released.
What is the short-term solution?
So what we're trying to do is we are trying to appoint more contract people. We're in the process of appointing 6 more forensic pathology officers. That's part of the solution, and we are also trying to appoint people on contract. The problem is we just cannot find them. So in the meantime, we are asking for the patience of all the communities while we are trying to do what we can in terms of appointing additional staff. So just to give you an indication, for example, of a kind of increase in pressure, service pressure as a result of the violent nature of our society, the international norm for the number of postmortems per pathologist is roughly 250 postmortems per year per pathologist. In the metropole, in Cape Town, that number at the moment stands at around 1,000 postmortems per full-time equivalent of a pathologist. So that just gives the community an indication of what the size of the increase in caseload and activity has been at all our mortuaries, and particularly in the metropole in Cape Town.
Has there been any contact with regards to the Muslim Judicial Council?
Yes.
Because there have been some questions raised by the Muslim community.
So, yes, in fact, as a Department of Health, we've had contact with the Muslim Judicial Council. I've had this morning discussions with the Secretary General's office as well with Sheikh Talib and as well as with Sheikh Fattar, the second deputy president of the Muslim Judicial Council, to see if we can find a solution collectively with the Muslim Judicial Council. One of the actions that we in fact had agreed to embark upon, the MJC has asked for an urgent and meeting with the Department of Health, with the senior managers of the Department of Health, and in fact I will proceed to set up that engagement. After that, it might very well be that the MJC has contact with the communities via the radio stations and also via the death registrars, whom they are directly in contact with.